The Mishnah, the very beginning of the parak, tells us that Barishona, Hayoseh Bez Mamakam Achir Mavatma, that Barishona, a little bit unclear exactly what that means. Maybe it means initially. Initially seems to indicate, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kabbalah Satora, maybe Mikra Dindaraisa, this would be the case. Or maybe Barishona just simply means previously, in earlier times. In earlier times there was an option. We'll have to see. This is a very, very fundamental point. What exactly does the Mishnah mean by Barishona? But at least in earlier times there was an option. A Baal could be Mavatal Shlichu, Shalom Bifnei Aisha, Shalom Bifnei Ashliach, could do so by Makom Bezdim. And the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Megillah HaZaken taught us that that can be calamitous. After all, the Shliach is unaware, the woman is unaware, the get is given, Shloshunsi Zagrusha, Mary, children, Eshashish, Mamzeres Daraisa, Asalazeh. So therefore, the Takan Rabbi Gamil HaZaken, that Shaloyu Osin came, that we don't allow that. How can you, in the absence of the Shliach or the Isha, be Mevato, the particular Shlichus? So the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis raises a very fundamental issue, that what exactly was the reference of Barishona, that there was an option of being Mevato Shlichus Bifnei Bezdin. What exactly do we mean by Bifnei Bezdin? So Machlokas Rav Nachman. And Rav Sheshes, Rav Nachman says too, you have the option of being Mevatel L'Shlichus Bifnei Shnayim. Rav Sheshes disagrees and says that's not true. It has to be done in the presence of Shlosha. So the Mishnah uses the phrase of Bezdin, and a Machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, whether that's two, whether that's three. Maybe one naturally could assume that this is part of a much broader Machlokas, and that is, what exactly is Bezdin? Can you have a Bezdin of two? Can you have a Bezdin of three? A Bezdin of Shlosha, we understand. What exactly is the status of two Dayanim? So Tosas introduces an incredible Shitaseh. The Tosas Dira Maschil from Nachman. Tosas says the following. Okay, let's look at the beginning of Masechta Sanhedrin. And guess what? That there's the Shita of Shmuel on Daf Gimel and Aleph. And that is Shnayim Shadanu Dinehem din. Shnayim shadanu dinehem din. There are certain cases that you require a bezdin of shlosha, hodos v'hovos. You require a bezdin of shlosha. And Shmuel is of the opinion that, you know what, that shnayim shadanu dinehem din. So apparently, according to Shmuel Shita, that, you know what, that two constitutes a bezdin. Okay, that's at least a starting point. The Mishnah says bezdin. And there is a sheet of Shmuel. The Shnayim Shadanu is Dinehem Din. Tosas says it even gets better. No, Tosas says, I'll learn a little bit more in Sanhedrin. Daf Hei Mudeis. Guess who agrees to Shmuel Shita? Rav Nachman. Now we're getting very warm. No? Rav Nachman holds like Shmuel. Rav Nachman holds Shnayim Shadanu Dinehem Din. That when it comes to Hodos, V'Havos, that yes, Dinu Amnus for Shlosha, you require a Bezdin, and Shmuel's of the opinion, Shnayim Shadanu Dinehem Din, and Rav Nachman agrees to the Shita of Shmuel. That's incredible. So our Mishnah says, you need a Bezdin, Rabbi Tlash Lichus. Of course, Rav Nachman says that two is considered to be sufficient. Wow. That's what Tosas says you shouldn't say. No? You get all excited. No, Tosas says, don't say this. You know why? Tosas, the Bikias. No, because that's against Herodav Gimel, says there are those that disagree with Shmuel. Who disagrees with Shmuel? Rava. And Rava assumes that Shnayim Shadanu is Ein Dinehem Din. And Rava always follows, with very few exceptions, Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan, our Tosu says, holds like Rav Nachman, that Pitul HaShlichus can be done in the presence of two. So therefore, guess what? Don't create this whole beautiful structure. That's what our Tosu writes. Don't create this beautiful structure. That you know what? Even if you hold in din that you need three, you could still argue. You could still argue that bitla shlichus can be done in the presence of two. So even if you deny the chiddush of Shmuel that shnayim shidanu ein dinehem din, nonetheless you can still say that the Mishnah Barishona Ayosa Bezdin is a reference to two, and it's not linked to the shita of Shmuel. Well. That's what Tosa says. So what exactly is Lohemshecha Gemara? The Gemara is indeed bothered because, you know, the Mishnah uses the term Bezdin. So is it ever appropriate to use the term Bezdin when it's a reference to two? Even though Shnayim Shadanu Ein Dineihem Din. Oh, so that's maybe the Hemshecha Gemara. That, you know what? It's not unheard of. That sometimes when I say that this should be done in front of others, like in the case of Prusbo, two is sufficient, even though Mishnah we use the term Bezdin. So Tosfos very much plays this down, right? This machlokis is not regarding the structure, the nature, the character of Bezdin, whether two dayanim can or cannot constitute a Bezdin, but rather, even if you whom Stein Shana ain't in Amdin like Rava, oh, but nonetheless, Rav Nachman says, all you need are two. Oh, that's the first epitosis. Now a second epitosis. And we'll see the second epitosis is not unrelated, not at all unrelated. Utosus is bothered, Vim Tomar, Umay Nafkamina. What difference does it make? This is all Barishona. So is there really a difference? A difference la'alacha? Barishona means, you know, throwback to the past, either initially or previously. You know, two would have been sufficient, three would have been sufficient. But you know what? None of this is relevant anymore. Because the Takana of Yochanan, Rambam Gamliel Hazake. So Tosfos says, Umay Nafkamina. Okay. Oh, so Tosfos answers as follows. There is a huge Nafkamina, no? Because good, Rambam Gamliel Hazake made a Takana. Okay, so every from Jew is going to abide by the Takana of Rambam Gamliel Hazake. What happens if you don't? What happens if you violate the Takana of Rambam Gamliel Hazake? Rambam Gamliel Hazake said, don't do this. And guess what? A person goes out and does so. What exactly is the halacha now? If you go ahead and act inappropriately, and you fly in the face of the Takan Rabbi Gazaki, guess what? Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph. This is a huge machlokes. There is a Takana, clearly a Takana Drabanan, Hiskin Rabbi Gazaki, and you ignore the Takana Drabanan. So what? So Rebbe says, very mistaber, Rebbe Shita is, at the end of the day, Bitla Mavuto. At the end of the day, bitul mavuto. You know, we're going to talk to you, we're going to give you mussar, maybe we'll punish you, maybe we'll do something, maybe we'll lock you up, we'll throw away the key, but the bottom line is that the bitul schal, just because the Talkanim said don't does not mean impossible, bitul mavuto. Wow, bitul mavuto. Okay, wow, so that's very important. So we have to know what the halacha was, barishona. Because even though you shouldn't do this, but you know what, b'dieved, if you did it, it's binding. So you did what? When do we say it's binding? Oh, so Tosfos writes a further finish. It's binding as long as you accommodate barishona. You can go against the more recent takana of Amil Zaken. But as long as you abided by the initial or the previous barishona, then we're going to say Bitla Mavuto. Wow. So you know what? What was the Rishona? Oh, the Rishona is, Rav Nachman says in front of two, Rav Shesha says in front of three. So as long as you did that, you violated Rav Gamliel Zaken, you did the Bitla Shlich HaShlo Bifnei HaShliach. But as long as you did it in the presence of, according to Rav Nachman two, according to Rav Shesha three, you know what? B'dievit is going to be Chal. B'dievet is going to be chal. Wow. That's such a chiddush. That's kind of amazing, no? That you know what? Bitlam b'muto b'med v'ramamurim, that you abided by barishona. Because what's the other option? You're going to disagree with Rebbe? Yeah, I'll disagree with Rebbe. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says the following. Wait a second. Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to make a takana, and you're going to ignore the takana and get away with it. We don't want you to get away with it, no? When we make a takana, we put teeth in our takana, no? It means that don't do it, and you know what? We're not going to allow you to get away with doing it. Not just simply l'chatchila b'dieved. So Shimon disagrees with Rabbi and says, Bitlo enu mavuto. That's going to be the Gemara we'll soon see. Daf amid gimel amid aleph. Really? You don't need this. You don't need bitlo shlichus b'fnei ashliach. And you're going to say, Bitla eno mavuto? What does Bitla mavuto mean? The get is a get? And she can go ahead and remarry? When midarashis is nesashish? How does that work? So unbelievable. No, that's exactly the kasha of the Gemara. Umika midi. Midaraisa the get this bato. And we're going to say, no, the get this chal. Isn't that mamish and akira stefan Torah? How can that possibly be? So that's exactly what Rebbe says, that push comes to shav b'di'evid, bitlam avuto. Oh, but what does Tosu say? Bitlam avuto is only if you meet the requirement of barishana. Good? We're not going to Rav Sheshes 3. Good? Why? Because Rebbe apparently is not, what, willing to say akira stefan min Torah, no? So you know what the answer is? No. Wait. Barishona. You with me, no? Rav Nachman to Rav Sheshes 3. Let's pick on Rav Sheshes 3. That's a din daraisa. The Torah says that bitul hashlichus has to be done in the presence of Beis Din. There's no such din daraisa. Bitul hashlichus has to be in the presence of Beis Din. Where in the world do you see that that's true? You know what? I know there's certain things that require a Beis Din, no? You know what? Okay, take a look at the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the Beis Din and Aleph, no? The Mishnah lists everything that requires Beis Din, Sanhedrin, Beis Din HaGadol, I got it, no? There's no Din Daraisa that Bit Vashlichus requires a Beis Din, no? It's obvious that Rav Sheshes' requirement of 3, guess what? Is only a din d'rabbanan. It's only a din d'rabbanan, no? That you realize, no? Now, if that's only a din d'rabbanan, so realize the great, great Kiddush HaTosus. And that is that even though Rebbe says bitul mavuto, that's only if you fly in the face of the takanah of Gemara Zaken, right? But if you go against Rav Sheshes, that's what Tosa says, not Tosa Mefurish. If you go against Rav Sheshes, even Rebbe agrees. Agrees what? Agrees that Bitlo is Eidu Avuto, and the get is Chal, and you can remarry. So that's like unbelievable. That means Rebbe also is willing to enter into the Akira Starf Minator. Rebbe also agrees with Aflamid Gimel and Aleph. There's a pretty important machlokes, Rebbe Shom Galia, whether you apply Akira Sarvana Torah if you go against the Takan Ramagin Lazakin. But it's not a matter of, you know, you start the sugya, of course Rebbe's right, because this is only a Din Rabbanan. So how can you argue that the Din Rabbanan overrides the Din Daraisa? The answer is, not even Rebbe agrees to that. And that's what Tosus says. Even Rebbe agrees, because Tosus writes, Rebbe will also agree that if you don't do it in front of 3, according to Rav Sheshes, it's zero. This is not a Gemara, this is just Tosus, no? I don't mean just in the sense that, but realize the Chiddush, no? And what brings Tosus to this point? Because if you're going to argue that's not true, what in the world is the Nafka Mina? What's the difference, no? Okay, wow. Now I'm going to tell you a further Chiddush. Right, you ready? But this, I hope you realize, and you're reading the Tosus, no? Rav Sheshes, I get. Rav Sheshes' requirement of 3 is only din rabbanan. And guess what? You have to argue that Rebbe agrees to Akira Semana Torah. You know what I would tell you? Okay, that's true if you hold like Rav Sheshes. But what if you hold like Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman says, Barishona is 2. Oh, you know what I'm going to tell you now? I'm going to tell you, you don't have to come out to all these Kiddush. If you hold like Rav Nachman is 2, so now, what exactly is the Kiddush? Oh, when Rebbe says, Bitlo, Mavuto, that's only if you go against the Takana Rav Gamliel Azak. Good? But if you go against Rav Nachman, Rebbe would agree, Bitlo, Eino Mavuto. Right? Why would that be? Why would that be? Oh, so you know what I'm going to tell you? Gevaldik, no? Gevaldik. Because we learned the Tosus and Aflam Abayz, I'm an Aleph. We learned the Tosus and Aflam Gimel. We cheated a little bit, now we jump forward. Of course you need 2. You need 2 because Midaraisa ain't Dover Sheva Bachas Mishnayim. So for Rav Nachman, you know what Barishona means? Barishona means Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. That's what Barishona means. It means the initial din daraisa was you need two. You need two because midaraisa ain't davar shavira pachos mishnayim. So Rebbe can argue if you go against the takan Rabbi Yoma Hazakein, so bitma mavuto. But Rebbe certainly is not going to argue bitma mavuto if you go against Rav Nachman. If you go against Rav Nachman means you don't even have edim. And if you mavato shlicha shlo bifnei edim, that's nothing because ain't davar shavira pachos mishnayim. So guess what? Like, unbelievable. Tosas doesn't say this either. Tosas doesn't say this either. Tosas says that Rebbe would agree if you go against Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, it's zero. Why exactly is it zero? Oh, so that's the end of Tosas, no? Because even the Rav Nachman says two is enough, but if you do it in front of less than two, mikomakom, pachos, mishnayim, you know what? That can really result in mamzerus. And then Rebbe would agree that bitlo is enam avuto because ma koch bezdin yafa. That's unbelievable also, no? That means that Tosas is assuming both Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes is only a din rabbanan. Only a din rabbanan. Barishona does not mean initially. Barishona means previously. Previously, no? The din daraisa is you don't need anything. About kimavato shlichus beino ben atzma, he has to say something. Dvarim shavleid enan dvarim. He'll have to say something, you know, so that can resolve the whole question. No, the tree falls and no one hears. Doesn't matter. No, he has to say something. He can't just think something. He'll say, but there's no one here to hear it. You know, doesn't matter. Dvarim shavleid enan dvarim. He has to say it in midaraisa. The shlichus is batel. Step one. Step two is you need more than that. Rav Nachman 2, Rav Sheshes 3. Step 2, that's a din rabbanan. Step 3, even that's not good enough. Rabban Gudel Hazakein, bifnei ashliach. If you go against 3, Rebbe's going to say bitlo mavuto. If you go against 2, Rebbe's going to say bitlo ein mavuto. That realize the chedushim, no? These are the chedushim of this dosis. That's like unbelievable. That's like unbelievable. In other words, that bitlo ashlichus is not called the davar sheba erva. There's no halacha, forget about Bezdin, there's no halacha of Edim. There's no halacha of Edim. The whole halacha of Rav Sheshes is only a din d'rabbanan, and the whole halacha of Nachman is only a din d'rabbanan. But that's such a chamur din d'rabbanan that even Rebbe is going to agree that bitloyim avotam. Because if you don't do it in front of anyone, there's no way in the world the woman in the shliach you're going to find out. If you do it in front of Edim, and you do it in front of a Bezdin, there's a good chance that the word is going to spread and that the woman will find out. So Rebbe is going to say, okay, that you know what, we can talk about that, no? Or maybe not. Maybe you only did it in front of, you know, but if you don't even do it in front of that amount, you do it in front of, no, you do it in front of one person. Even Rebbe is going to agree that there's a greater shasha mamzeres. But that's such a chiddush. That means it's only a din rabbanan. Chshashos. As opposed to arguing, there's a fundamental difference between Nachman and Rav Sheshes. When Rav Nachman says two, it's a din d'oraisa. When Rav Sheshes says three, it's only a din d'rabbanan. Wow. In other words, Rav Nachman says, I'm satisfied with the din d'oraisa. And Rav Sheshes says, I'm not satisfied with the din d'oraisa. A greater kol is considered to me that which is necessary. That's something which is stunning. No? And as we mentioned, that's against what the Ran writes. The Ran writes the same deal. The Ran tezayim lebeis and dapi harif. And the Ran points out the following, that look, you know what? You had better make sure you do it at least in front of two. If you do it, shelo bifnei ashliach, I understand, that's a heavy issue. You went against the tzakana d'rabanan, and do we allow you to get away with, to benefit from going against the tzakana d'rabanan? But if you don't do it in the presence of two, the Ran says, ha, debaye shnayim mishum ein davar sheba erba pachos mishnayim. No? When the Ran writes this, he doesn't say makov bez nyafa. If you don't do it in the presence of two, you're done. Barishona midaraisa, you need two. That's something which is stunning. No? And the Ran says, just take a look and get it. Bez mabez. Yeah, but that's the world of Chiddush. No? There we're talking about Gerushin, and here, and Daflama bez mabez, we're talking about bitul hashlichus. Oh, so that was our earlier shiurim. To what extent is bitul hashlichus considered to be a davar sheba erva, a davar sheba erva. Wow, that's an important chiddush. Oh, so I will tell you these points of Tosus are related in the following sense. No, Tosus begins this way. You should realize here machlokas 2 and 3. I would have said this is a shas machlokas as to whether 2 is a bezin or whether 3 is a bezin. Oh, so Tosus says that's not true. This is not the machlokas Shmuel and Rava, whether bezin is 2 or the bezin is 3. Oh, so if that's not the machlokas at all, this was just a local machlokas here of what was true historically, right? So guess what I'm going to ask you? Am I nafkamina? If this was all history and it's not reality, so therefore my nafkamina? Oh, the nafkamina is b'di'eved. What happens if you do it? You can fall back on 2 or 3, but you can't fall back on 1 or 2. Good. That's the link between the two halves of Tosfos, no? You get that point? In other words, if I were to tell you that this machlokas or nafan of sheshes is a shas machlokas, what is the definition of bezin? Is bezin 2 or is bezin 3? Good? Okay. Now Rabbi Gamliel says, in this case of gittin, I'm still uncomfortable. Because even if you do it in the presence of 2 or 3, it's still not good, because the woman's not going to find out and she's going to remarry. So here, don't use 2, don't use 3. You have to do it bifnei ashliach. Would I say, my nafkamina? Would I ask the kasha, my nafkamina? Of course I wouldn't ask the kasha, my nafkamina, no? You know what the nafkamina is? You know what the nafkamina is? Everywhere else in the world, no? If you're telling me this is a shas machlokas, what is the definition of bezdin? 2 or 3. So you know what? I'm going to tell you there are 50 nafkaminas in that shayla. Good? So I'm going to tell you, you know what? It's not relevant here. Because Rabbi Gamliel said, good, it's a bezdin, but it's not bifnei aisha, not bifnei ashliach. So you know what? You're going to result in amzeirus. Okay, so now I only have 49 nafkaminas. I don't have a 50th nafkamina. No one's going to ask my nafkamina, no? No one's going to ask my nafkamina. I'll give you 50 nafkaminas. Oh, you'll say, I can disagree with one. Fine, we'll disagree with one. We'll disagree with one. No? Oh, we had Beit Zadav Yud, no, the Ramban. No? That magnificent chiddush, no, that we saw about Das Al Tanai does not require Eidus Lakima Dover. Right? And the Rav is nafkaminas. The Ramban says, I'll disagree with one of the nafkaminas. No? That in Shlichos, even without the chiddush, it's a Shil Shashir B'Shachusa. Okay, disagrees with one, but it's still a beautiful chiddush, no? If you're going to tell me this is the machlokas, what is bezdin, 2 or 3? Oh, if you're going to tell me this has nothing to do with my 49 nafkaminas, it has nothing at all to do with the definition of bezdin. This is only a machlokas when it comes to bitul hashlichus of gerushin, and it's not a nafkamina because we don't allow this for bitul hashlichus of gerushin. I'm going to ask you a kasha. My nafkamina, no? You see that pretty clear, no? Pretty clear. If this is a shasugya, there's no shortage of nafkaminas. If this is a very local machlokas about bitul hashlichus and gerushin, and there's no nafkamina of bitul hashlichus and gerushin, because Rambam said, don't do any of this, so Tosfos says, my nafkamina. Why do I stress this? Because guess what? The Shultos disagrees with the whole first half of Tosfos. The Shultos disagrees. If you take a look in the Shultos, right? Shulton nun ches. Right, Yikar HaMetzius. No. The Shultos writes, no. Barishona, Osebezen, Makom Acher, Umavatlo. And how much is Barishona? Rav Nachman says 2, Rav Shesha says 3. And the Kaimelon Hilchosok Rav Nachman, Bedine, we pass them like Rav Nachman. That 2, 2. You know why that's true? Because Trey Nami Bezdin Miskarele, because 2 is a Bezdin. And now, guess what? The Shulchan says 3 words, but you see these 3 words? Yeah. You jump, no? You jump. You ready? Lememra de Hilchosok Shmuel. Because the halacha is like Shmuel. The Shnaim Shadonu, Dinei Amdin. Bezdin is two. Wow, that's unbelievable. That's against the first half of Tosfos. Rav Nachman is magnificent in Lishitasi. Oh, okay, we're going to have to work out Rav's Shita. Okay, I understand. But Rav Nachman, that was a beautiful Lishitasi. Rav Nachman here says two, because the Mishnah says Bezdin. According to Rav Nachman, Bezdin is two, because Rav Nachman follows Shmuel. Yeah, the Sugya in Sanhedrin. And that's great. So Lememra, Dilchus HaKishmuel. Lememra, Dilchus HaKishmuel. That's pretty beautiful, no? So you take a look at the Netziv, no? And they make Shelah, the Netziv on the Shultos. The Netziv of Shultos. Nesivin Shultos was written at a very young age. It's beyond magnificent, no? Beyond magnificent. But you have to have patience, no? Because the Shultos is very long, right? The beer that it's in. So you have to plow. You have to plow through. So here the Netziv writes the following. And you know what? In Kushyes HaTosus, and the Kasha, the Tosus writes, Ulamayin Afgamina. Guess what the Netziv writes? You would never ask this Kasha according to the Shultos. La mina afkamina. Nafkamina, the shar hadvarim. The nafkamina is called a Torah kula. You want one nafkamina? I'll give you 50 nafkaminas, no? You want one nafkamina? I'll give you 50 nafkaminas, no? This is a shas issue. Is what is a bezdin? Is a bezdin two? Is a bezdin three? So even if in one case, Rabbi Gola Zalkin said, you know what? Here, let's not rely on the shita. Because the Baal being mevatel shlichus in the presence of a few people is not going to solve a mamzeris issue. Yeah, but what about everything else b'chol haTorah kula? Every other din Torah. So the Shultos never asked such a kasha. Oh, this is exactly the shita say. That's pretty magnificent, no? What do you mean? Ikar machlok said is considered this case. What is the definition of the Beis Din? And nafkamina l'shar dvarim. And guess what? And here we pass like Rav Nachman that holds that Shmuel Shnayim Shadana was considered to be Dinei Amdin. Wow. That's something which is incredible. If that's true, wow. Okay. Whew. That's the connection of these Tosas. So now, you know, Min HaStam, you could have thought this Tosas would have broken up into Mamish. Two different. The Buriya Maschil, no? Well, what is the first half up through the second half? No. Mamish Avatalia. Mamish Avatalia, no? Because if you assume that this is a Shas issue, no one would ever raise the issue of Ma'af Kamina. And realize, if you don't have to raise issue of Ma'af, you don't have to come on to all those great Chedushim Tosus to answer this Kasha, no? The whole Kasha doesn't exist. You know, sometimes you can answer Kashas, sometimes you can point out, the whole Kasha, Mikar Lesa, no? Mikar Lesa. According to Shultos, this kasha doesn't even begin. You would never ask Lamai Nafkami in this particular case, because this is a huge issue. What exactly is the Shita of Rav Nachman and Shmuel? And do we assume like the Shita of Rav Nachman and Shmuel? That's the Chiddush, right? Rav Nachman. Now, what is the Shita of Shmuel exactly? That Shnayim Shadanu is considered to be Dinei Hamdin. So here, Shmuel does not say this is always the case. Shmuel says that sometimes this is the case. Meaning, you really mean to say that Shmuel denies a bezin of three? Shmuel denies a bezin of shli? Oh, when the Mishnah begins, din mamas v'shlosha. No. Shmuel's against the Mishnah. Of course Shmuel agrees that there's a bezin of shlosha. Of course Shmuel agrees there's a bezin of shlosha. No? At times that certainly is true. The Gemara points out, Sanhedrin da beis ma beis. You go through the Parshas Mishpatim. No? Shmos ha beis. And you see that there is a bezin of shlosha. There's a bezdin of shlosha. When the pasuk says, "Ad halohim yavod var shneihem," that's lashon chol. That means a dayan. And that phrase is mentioned several times, and therefore that means that there's a bezdin of shlosha. And you know what? The reason the Torah uses a term that we usually reserve, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to describe a dayan. You know what that means? Rashi says, Lashon Srara Rabanos. It means the prominent dayan, meaning a mumche. And therefore, there are times, everyone agrees, that you require a bezdin of three mumchim. That's a din daraisa. The Gemara says that's true when it comes to, for example, gzelos or chavalos. Gzelos or chavalos. A person goes ahead and smashes someone. No? Chov b'chaver. A person steals from someone. I'm running him into bezdin. You know what? The bezdin has to be three dayanim, mumchim. That is a din daraisa. That's a din daraisa. And Shmuel is obviously in agreement with that. Of course Shmuel is in agreement with that. That's something which is clear. But now I'm going to ask you the following. What happens about another type of case? Another type of case. Well, what about hoda'os and halva'os? Hoda'os and halva'os. This isn't a case of robbery, theft. This isn't a case of bodily harm. This is a strict case of, I lent you $100, and you know what? You want to have some type of disagreement. What would you say about that? What would you say about that? Well, so in that case, we don't require three moshe. We don't require three moshe. Why not? Why not? Sanhedrin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We don't require three moshe. Why don't you require three mumchim? So, you know what? We can come from opposite positions. Opposite positions. One possibility is as follows. Oh, and guess what? This is the sheet of Rava. This is the sheet of Rava that Tosus was alluding to. Sanhedrin Daf Gimel. And that is that midaraisa, you always require three mumchim. You always require three mumchim. But you know what? In cases, for example, of a halva, that's going to be problematic. Because you know what? I, the malve, I'm not going to be so eager to go into the money to the slove if it's going to be exceedingly difficult for me to collect my loan. So guess what? According to Rava, the Chachamim lacks the requirement of three mumchim. And you know what? In Hodos and Havos, because of Atakaned Rabbanan Shlotino Delas Bifneilovin. Shlotino Delas Bifneilovin. You can get by with us. What was the model of that? Oh, we discussed that in earlier Shiurim, no? Drishiva Chakira. Drishiva Chakira. The Chachamim also lacks the requirement of Drishiva Chakira. Even though the Din Daraisa is Mishpat Echad Yelachem, that Drishiva Chakira is necessary in all cases. You know what? In certain cases, they're Mamanos. We're going to lower the bar. We're going to accept the Eidos on its face. We're going to accept Dayanim who don't have the caliber of Dayanim Mumchim in order to facilitate loans. In order to facilitate loans. Now, we're going to see Mirat Hashem soon, the Sugya Prizbo. You know what? The Chachamim were afraid. You know, the Shnas HaShmita is here. People are not going to go ahead and lend, knowing that the end of Shmita is going to cancel a debt. We're going to come up with a device in order to encourage. You know, Pashup Shan the Gemara? What's the takana of the Prizbol? It's the betterment of the Malva, no? The betterment of the Malva, because the Malva is going to say, what in the world? I'm going to lend this guy money, right? Shmit is going to cancel the debt in a couple of months. And guess what? And if the Malva has that attitude, that's pretty terrible, no? The Torah says, Yishamalacha, penyeh, davar, im levavchem, bliyal, no? You're not allowed to do that. So, we're going to protect the Malvin. We always think the Oprah's was the Takanas Alovin, no? We're going to protect the Malvin, no? Because if he has this misconstrued mindset, he's going to violate a lav daraisa, no? By withholding a loan. Interesting, no? Okay, so you know what? Sometimes there's a need. Nilas Delas, people have lent money. We're going to do something about it. Oh, so that's exactly the Chiddush of Rava, the Chiddush of Rabbi Abahu. We require three mumchim, and here we're going to lower the bar. Oh, now I'll tell you an opposite approach. An opposite approach. No? Sanhedrin Daf Gimel. When the Torah says you need three mumchim, it's talking about specific cases. Specific cases. You know what? Gzela, chavala. Maybe this term is not so accurate, but let me just use a term. No, criminal law. Criminal law. Maybe not so accurate. Criminal law. You know what? If this guy is guilty of gezel, it's not just he owes $100. He's a pasul edus. He's posel edus. He's a criminal. He's a criminal. Well, okay, okay. Sometimes he can have civil cases. He can have civil cases, you know? We have a din Torah, you know, we're all doing the right thing, but we have a din Torah, do I owe you $100, do I owe you $50? No? Was the loan this? Was it paid up? Was it not paid up? So you know what? So the opposite approach is Rav Acha Beid Ravika. Sometimes the Torah requires a bizna mumchin. And sometimes, you know what the Torah tells us? Bitzedek tishbot amisecha. Bitzedek tishbot amisecha. V'yikra yates. Meaning, midaraisa chad namikoshe. Midaraisa chad namikoshe. That's Rav Acha Beid Ravika. Midaraisa chad namikoshe. Sometimes the Torah says three, sometimes the Torah says one. How do you resolve? Ooh, the din daraisa. If you're dealing with gezeilos and chavalos, three. If you're dealing with hodolos and chavalos, one. And when the Chachamim said the following, that hodolos and chavalos should have a bezin of three hedyotos, you know what they were doing? They were like upping it a little bit. No? After all, one stam person is not a mumcha. What do you mean? You know, the guy, Yoshvei Kronos, no. He's going to judge the case. The Arli comes dominion. No, he's going to do that. Oh, Otu Tlosa, Milo Havi Yoshvei Kronos. No. You'll get together three people, it'll be a sound decision. In other words, three is upping the bar, three is not lowering the bar. That's a huge machlokas, no? According to Rabbi Yevon Rav, the starting point is three mumchim. In certain cases, Nilas Delas will lower the bar. According to Rav Chabed Ravika, certain cases, Midrash, all you need is one. But you know what? Practically speaking, let's make sure if you're having one who's not a mumchim, it'll be a sound decision, so get a consensus. We're going to up the bar to three hedyotos. Wow. L'may nafkamina, the Gemara says. L'may nafkamina. Sanhedrin Gemal Aleph was such a daf. No? Shmuel. Ikabinai, Amr Shmuel. Shnayim shadano dinehem din. What happens b'dieved if you have two? If the din daraisa is three, then b'dieved two is no good. If the din daraisa is one, so therefore shnayim shadano dinehem din. Well, depends what direction you're going. That's Shmuel. So that's something which is incredible. No? This Kiddush of Shmuel, the Tosas kind of, you know, throws in, and the Shultas writes, this is exactly Rav Nachman Har Gemara. This is really an incredible shita that midaraisa chad namikasha, and midrabon require three, and b'di'eved even shnayim shnayim zinam din. But if you hold midaraisa require three and you're short of three in such a case, you didn't meet the din daraisa, so therefore no. Wow. So we're at levels. That's something which is critically important. That's an important issue. Well. So what is the Shita of Shmuel? What exactly is the Shita? The Shita of Shmuel. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes three, sometimes one. How exactly does that work? Conceptually, what's the difference between Gzelos and Chavalos as opposed to Hodos and Avos? What exactly conceptually is the distinction? So there is now Sugya Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel on the base. Yud Gimel on the base. I would have said the sugya has nothing to do with this, except for the Tosos. Now, there the Gemara talks about the following case, Shibuda Daraisa or Shibuda Lav Daraisa. Wow. Shibuda Daraisa or Shibuda Lav Daraisa. Shibud, indebtedness. Daraisa or Lav Daraisa? The fact that I am indebted. The fact that I am obligated. Daraisa drabana. So the Torah says there's certain times that I have to render payment. One could, a whole list of cases. Now, gzela, chavala, halva, shomrim, whatever the case is. Shibuda daraisa or shibuda lav daraisa. Shibuda daraisa or shibuda lav daraisa. What exactly does that mean? You mean to say that I borrow $1,000 from you and midaraisa, you don't have to pay back? That's my machlokas. I borrow money from you. Do I have to pay you back or not? Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe yes, maybe no. That's a machlokes. So it's an important yisod, right? Yisod for Shas, no? But take a look, it's beautifully formulated. The Ran in Ksuvis, and Daf Mem, Dal, Mabez, and Daf Yarif. Right? Ran writes, Rabbi Natam. You should realize a critical yisod that's going to take you through so many sugyas, no? You should know that Shnei Shibudim Yeshlo. There are two different types of Shibudim. Whenever you speak about Shibud, there are two different types of Shibudim. There is a Shibud Aguf, and there is a Shibud Nechasi. And that's a Yisod, that's critical. There's personal indebtedness, and there's something more than that. There's something more than that, no? There's something that we call a Shibud Nechasi. A Shibud Nechasi. What exactly does a Shibud Nechasim mean? I always like to use the language of the Ritva. Mamish on that daf, Kedushin daf Yud Gimel Beis, the end of the Ramaschal Am Rabbi Yudah. But take a look at that Ritva, very important. A Shibud is a Kinyan Lechatzayim. A Shibud is a Kinyan, it's not just a promise. Now, I promise you that if I don't pay you back, you know what, you can collect my assets. No, it means, you know what, that there's a Kinyan Lechatzayim. There's a kinyan lechatzayim. The toveya, let's say the malve, whoever it is, the malve, the nizok, whoever it is, it is a part owner of your assets. You know, I'm living in this house, but you know what? Do I own the house? You know what? The bank owns a lot of this house. So the bank has a mortgage on this house, no? It doesn't just simply mean that, you know what? I promise the bank I'm going to give a certain amount of money, no? The bank, or the, whatever you can do with the house, no? You know, there are two owners, no? So the bank doesn't mind if you're out of the house, but you know what, you do certain things to the house, the bank is gonna scream, no? You can't just wake up one day and say, you know what, the house is too big for me, right? The utility bill is too large, I'm gonna knock down half the house, no? Bank is gonna not allow you to knock down half the house, no? This is a shutfis, no? A kinyan lechatzayim. A kinyan lechatzayim. That's what the Ritva writes. You have cases of a kinyan. That's what a shibud is. A kinyan lechatzayim. Wow. In other words, that when I go ahead, let's say a case of hava, and I go and I lend you $1 million, you have a personal shibud aguf to pay back $1 million. But there's more than that. It means that I acquire your assets. Do I fully acquire assets? I don't fully acquire assets, but I have a kinyan in your assets, a kinyan lechatzayim. For example, like dekaleperosa. I can purchase your tree, that you know what, that I can't cut down the tree, but I can purchase the tree that next year's crops are mine. And that's not called the davar shlova leolam, because I'm not purchasing the peros, I'm purchasing the tree. Peros dekel is davar shlova leolam. Dekaleperosa is considered to be a davar above all them. That's what we call kinyan lechatzayim. So guess what? You know what shibud daraisa means? The shibud nechasim is daraisa. The shibud nechasim is daraisa. That's the nesivas, siman lamedes, sivkat beis, mafurish nesivas, that's clear. Shibud daraisa means the shibud nechasim is daraisa. Shibud alav daraisa means not that the malva doesn't have to, it can't collect from the lova doesn't have to pay the malva. That sounds ridiculous. No? I borrow $1 million, I don't have to pay you back. Of course there's a shibud aguf. But the fact that I can foreclose, and I can be governed from the lekuchos, is that the din daraisa? That's the issue of shibud daraisa, shibud lav daraisa. Is this a personal, a chovas hagavra, the persona? Or do we assume that now the nichsei halover knuyim lamalve? That's a real heavy issue. That's a real heavy issue. And the nafkamina of the Gemara Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel is unbelievable, unbelievable. You ready for this? The nafkamina is something which is striking. You don't think in these terms. Now, a woman gives birth, and she offers, let's say, her karban chatos, and Rachman al-Islam, she was nifteres. before she offered the carbon ola. The fact that Yoledes has to offer, for example, a carbon ola, is that like a personal thing for the Yoledes? There's a mitzvah for Yoledes to offer a carbon ola. And a person who's longer b'chaim is not obligated in mitzvah. Or do I argue something which is incredible, that aside from the mitzvah of the Yoledes offering a carbon ola, it means that Hekdesh has a monetary right to those assets. There's a shibud. There's a shibud of a carbon ola. Not just simply a mitzvah of a carbon ola. So you know what that would mean? That would mean that la'achar misas ha'yoledes, the yarshim have to offer this carbon ola. Not because the yarshim are obligated to perform a mitzvah that she can no longer fulfill, but because this is a choshen mishpat shayla. There are monetary assets that Hekdesh has that have to be satisfied. That's incredible. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. If you assume shibud alav daraisa, that this is a personal chiv that she has, that's paka b'shas misa. If you assume shibud daraisa, it means the shibud nechasim of the chiv karba. That's like really stunning, no? We usually don't think of it in that way, no? If you want, I can give you a marmakamos, no? But this is a really heavy issue. Is tzedakah just a mitzvah or is tzedakah a shibud? No? Tzedakah is a mitzvah, of course. But maybe I'll tell you more than that. You know what I'll tell you? That your nechasim are mishubadim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you, right, a certain windfall. Guess what? Some of that money is not yours. Some of that money is not yours. And the need to give tzedakah is not just simply because you want to do a mitzvah or you're a great guy. That could all be true. But, there's more. There's a shibud. The Gemara has, v'basr davches, sometimes there's kfiya for tzedakah. And that's a huge machlokas for shonim. It's pretty unbelievable. How do you understand kfiya for tzedakah? The sugya in k'suvas da peivav is a sugya of kfiya ha-mitzvos. I can force a person to put on tefillin. But aside from forcing a person to do a mitzvah, which requires a very specialized bezdin, no? Maybe kfiya in tzedakah is choshen mishpat. Choshen mishpat. You know, you make millions of dollars. Some of those funds are earmarked. And therefore, we can insist that the person give tzedakah. Not as kfiya in mitzvahs, but kfiya in Torah shibudim. That's pretty heavy, no? That's pretty heavy. That's the concept of shibud daraisa. Well, okay. So I'll ask you like a heavy question. How do we paskin this whole issue when it comes to shibud daraisa? Yes or no? Is it only a shibud aguf, or is there a shibud achasim, or does it depend? So that's the Tosus in Kedusha Nafi Gimel Beis, where Tosus writes the Kiddush, that Amar Papa. It depends. There's certain cases, wow, where shibud daraisa. And certain cases where shibud lav daraisa. It really depends. What exactly does it depend on? Ooh, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbi Nachman used the following phrase: "A milva haksuva b'Torah, shibud is darais. In a milva she'eno ksuva b'Torah, shibud alav darais." If this is a debt, literally ksuva b'Torah, what exactly does that mean? Oh, so Tosfos says, you know, I damage you. Oh, Torah says you have to pay for damages. Carbon. Ooh, the Torah says that, you know what? A woman gives birth, she has to offer a carbon. That's shibud daraisa. What is a milva shenu ksuva b'Torah? Halva. I borrow money from you. You know, Tosfos is borrowed, but that's not written in the Torah. In Kesef Tamazan, it's not written in the Torah. No, it means something else. Ready for this distinction? Unbelievable. No? Why do I have to do this? Why do I have to pay? If you do this, you have to pay. If you do this, you have to pay. Why? Why is that true? I'll tell you two possibilities. One possibility is because it's a Torah imposed shibud. Torah imposed. Gzelos, chavalos, Torah imposed. I'll tell you another possibility. You know why if you do this you have to pay? Because guess what? That was the deal. Hischaivus midas. Sometimes the reason I have to pay you is because that was the deal. Because you and I agreed. There was mutual agreement. If then. Sometimes there's absolutely not mutual agreement. The Ganav and the Gazlan got together, you know, with the Nigzal, the Nignav, and said, you know what, if you steal from me, you have to pay me. There was no mutual agreement whatsoever. The Torah imposes. Rabbi Yochanan says, a Torah imposed Shibud is a Shibud Nechasi. A Yischaivus Midas is a Shibud Aguf. Wow. That's something which is unbelievable. So an example of Yischaivus Midas is Hodaos, Halvaos, Shomrim. Normal cases of Shomrim is Yischaivus Midas. Maybe there could be certain cases of Shomrim which is a Torah imposed Shibud. But that's like a stunning difference. If I ask you why, do we insist on payment? Sometimes you know why you insist on payment? Because the Torah imposes an obligation. And sometimes that's not true. I'll give you like an example. When you look in the sugya of Metzian, Daf Tzadi Dalet, Amud Aleph, you know, that's the sugya of Masna Amashakosa B'Torah, where the Gemara tells us the following. Let's say typically, you cannot go ahead, and you know what, just go against the obligations of the Torah. So the Torah, for example, says, you know, if you get married, there's certain responsibilities that the husband has. Shirk susvona, right? You cannot say, Rav Meir says, that, you know what? Hareyat mukudeshesli amanachs, she'en lachalayk shir susvona. You don't have that right. The Gemara raised the following question. Why is it a Mishnah, a sugyan, bav metziya dav tzadi dalet? Because the Mishnah is talking about shomrim. The Mishnah says, you know what? You're going on vacation. You asked me to go ahead and to watch your property. You know, I'll be a nice guy. I'm happy to watch your property, even though it's a pain in the neck. I'm happy to do it, but. You know what? If you come back and I tell you it was stolen, you have to believe me. I really have no interest in going to Bezin and making a shvu deraisa, three shvus deraisa, that this happened. I really don't want that, no? I'll be happy to watch it. You know what? But you have to trust me. No? I want you to pay me. But you know what? I want to be potter in a case of Ganeva Vaveda. You know? So guess what? The Mishnah says you can do that. You can work out your deal. You can work out a deal. So guess what? A Shomer Chinam can make a t'nai not to make a shvuah. A Shomer Sachar can make a t'nai not to be chayiv in cases of Ganeva Vaveda. So the Gemara says, why isn't that called Masna Mashakasa Vatara? How in the world is that possible? No? You mean a chassan can say, let's get... No. So, answer the Gemara is not so clear. The Gemara says, in the case of Shomrim, you know what the language of the Gemara is? Meikara lo shibeid nafshin. He never agreed to anything more. The Shomer never agreed to anything more. Mikarlo Shiva Navshe. That's language of the Gemara. So all the Roshon are bothered, no? And the Chassan also never agreed to anything more. No? The Chassan said, Hareyat Mukadeshasli Amanach She'en Lachawai Sherk Sosona. So the Shomer never agreed and the Chassan never agreed. Well, what do you mean, Mikarlo Shiva Navshe? So that's that lengthy Tosus I've mentioned many times. No? Ksuvas Daftan Vav Medalev. No? Where Tosus says, you know what the difference is? Or right, maybe you'll say, how do you know that? But you know what the difference is? In Shomrim, it's a Yischaivus Midas. You never agree to anything more. And. The chiyuve shmira are a function of agreement. So you never agreed, because the mechayiv, the clincher, the trigger for shmira is that the bala pikud and the shomer agree on the terms. But you know what? Sherksus va'ona is a Torah-imposed chiyuv. Rashi so magnificently writes, no, ein ishus lachatzayim. You can't have the privilege of ishus without the responsibilities of ishus. No? You can't separate them. Ein ishus lachatzayim. You're not providing for your wife because you're a nice guy. No, you're providing for your wife because the Torah imposes. And that's what Tosus writes. If it's a Torah-imposed shibud, then you can't say but. But if the whole chiddush is a hischayvos midas, you can. Let's say, for example, that I'm going to lend you $1 million, and I'm going to say, because I'm kind of a nice guy, I realize that, you know, you need this money for your business, you're unsure of the future, only pay me back 50 cents on the dollar. Pay me back half. You're going to say, no, that's called masa mashakasa v'torah. You're going to say, no, you're not allowed to do that. The tanai's batel and the maisa's kayam. The terms of hodos and havos, the terms of shmira, are yischavos midas. Wow. The terms of yishus are Torah imposed. And that's exactly the chiddush, but metzid outside valid. I'll tell you an interesting chiddush, right? Maybe yes, maybe no. That Mishnah, but metzid outside valid, says a shomer can be masna. A shomer sachin can be masna, be potter and gnei lavavid. A shomer chinuch can be pot masna, not to be chayv and shvuch. There's something missing in the Mishnah, no? The Mishnah doesn't say, and this is Shtiko Betzis, but whoa. The Mishnah doesn't say a shomer chinam can be masne to be potter and mshia. That doesn't say. Okay, it doesn't say. The Mishnah's giving you an example. Oh no, so Shtiko Betzis writes, that would not work. You know the Rambam Shita? For a basic of cheskiros, Poshea is a mazik. You know what that means? That means that the Torah says, look, you know what? You agreed to wash the pikudim, that's great, 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 great. The Torah says, you know, I'm going to leave the terms up to you. But there is something the Torah is going to weigh in. No? The Torah is not going to tolerate negligence. No? The Rambam writes, Poshe is mazik. It's reckless if you agreed to wash a person's pikudim and you're absolutely negligent. That's not yischayvus. That, the Torah says, is just basic decency, no? That already, maybe is not subject to a tanai. That's an interesting diuk. The Rambam writes, even karka, where there are no chiyuv yishmira, the Rambam writes, that's not true when it comes to pshia of karka. If I ask you to wash my land, and you're outright poshe your chayiv, even though, what do you mean, that shmira is only a devar metalta of gufa mama, and you know what the Rambam writes? Not pshia, poshe maziku. No, that's a fascinating diuk. Rabbi Nechanan writes the stunning Kiddush. Shibud Daraisa when it comes to Gzeila Chavala, but not when it comes to Hava. Oh, that's Rabbi Nechanan. And that's, the Sigma Metzir of Tzayid Aleph. Poshub Shat, that's the Shita of Shmuel. When you have certain Torah imposed Chiyuvim, Gzeilos and Chavalos, that requires a Bezn of Shloshimuch. But if you're dealing with the world of a Yischaivos Midas, then Midaraisa, Chad Nami Kashe, Etzedek Tishkot Amisecha, one is considered to be sufficient. One can judge. As long as you're with those cases, Hodos and Avos, one can go ahead and judge. Now, a very heavy issue, Shmuel Shita, that one could judge. Does that mean one is a Bezdin? Or does that mean that judgment does not require a Bezdin? As we've touched on earlier, no? When Shmuel says sometimes we're good to go with one, is that another way of saying that these areas l'alacha don't require a Bezdin? Or could one really argue, no, that's not true. One constitutes a Bezdin according to Shmuel. It's not a Bezdin for Shibud Daraisa, but maybe it is a Bezdin for certain cases. So that's the balance of the Ramakamas. We'll have to talk about this. What exactly is the Shita of Shmuel? And what is the Din D'Oraisa, Din D'Rabbanan when it comes to cases of Bitul HaShlichus? And now the lead-in, and what is the Halacha when it comes to Prizbo? to what exactly indeed is necessary, is necessary. What are the distinctions? The fact that the Torah insists on a mumche, is that only true when it comes to gzeilos and havaalos? Is it even true when it comes to hodos and havaalos? No? So this we'll have to focus on. But realize again, if you haven't seen yet, read the Tosfos again carefully, take a look at that Shultos, within the seven Shultos, right? And I'd love to continue with these Islamic books.